You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Orioles baseball today on this Thursday, but not just any Thursday. It is Cinco de Mayo, and joining us today to talk all things O's is Orioles reporter Brittany Giroli. Brittany, thank you so much for the time. Want to go back to Tuesday night, the beginning of a three-game series with the Yankees. First time the clubs have met so far in 2016. And Chris Tillman, boy, was he good. He now has a 2.81 ERA through six starts this year. He's 3-1, and he turned in, I believe, seven innings of one-run ball that night. I could be mistaken, but he nonetheless got the win, pitched very well. He's only had one really poor outing this season. That was in Texas a couple weeks back. But how does he look different to you right now as opposed to 2015 when he was, you know, rather up and down, and I think he finished just 11-11 last year?
Yeah, well, biggest change to me, I think, is the fact that he's all of a sudden a strikeout pitcher. He had 9 strikeouts in his last start and 9 strikeouts 2 starts ago. So he's become a little bit more of a swing and miss guy. And I think the real difference for him that he's noted and that manager Buck Showalter have both talked about is his delivery. It is something that he gets out of whack early on with it, but he's able to, unlike previous years, able to kind of be his own pitching coach and readjust that. And that's really helped him stay away from that big inning, because it used to be early on the book on him was get to him in the first few innings, and then of course he's given up runs and his pitch count is up, can't go deep into the games. What he's really able to do now is make those adjustments on the fly in game, and that's really the separator here in the major league.
And you know, you mentioned that he's become more of a strikeout guy now, which is not something that he's been known for prior to 2016. He's, as you said, tied his career high 2 starts in a row with 9 strikeouts in each outing. Is that something, has that been like a concentrated effort of his, or is it just a matter of, you know what, my stuff has been better, and as a result, I'm getting more swings and misses?
I think it's a byproduct. I think, like you said, it's, you know, my stuff's been better and I'm getting more swings and misses. And I think it's a confidence thing, too. Once guys get rolling, once they start to rack up those strikeouts, they're like, huh, I can do this. I can blow it by guys up here. And that's really what you're seeing happen. And it couldn't come at a better time for the Orioles. Obviously, the rotation has had some issues early on going deep. And it looks like Chris Tillman is really in that groove and is becoming the guy that they thought he could be this spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Had that sensational 2013 where I believe he won 16 or maybe even 17 games, then kind of fell off, you know, a little bit in 2014, more so last year. But he looks to be that ace-like presence that the Orioles thought they were getting all this time. Like we said, off to a great start through his first 6 outings, a mark of 3-1, and he really shut down the Yankees last night, or rather on Tuesday night. But last night, it was definitely a role reversal. The Orioles' offense, very quiet. They were shut down by CC Sabathia. The Yankees won that game 7-0. But the more surprising thing for me was seeing the bullpen struggle. The third-ranked bullpen in all the major leagues, they were charged with 4 runs last night in just 3 innings. Zach Britton is still on the shelf. So how much has that kind of compromised the overall depth of that bullpen?
Actually, not that much, because right now they have an extra pitcher. They've got 13. What it's really compromised is that bench. They're playing short with the injury to J.J. Hardy. So they've got those 13 pitchers. Zach Britton is really close to returning the game. He threw again today. He's got what he calls his Steph Curry ankle brace on. So I think you will see him in the next few nights, and then they'll be able to get rid of a pitcher. But last night it was just a case of two guys, T.J. McFarland and Dylan Bundy, really struggling to shut the door. So I don't think it's too much concern about the bullpen or the depth. Like I mentioned, they have 13 guys on the pitching staff right now. I think it's more of a matter of, you know, getting Zach Britton back to healthy, getting this roster a little bit more flexible, because right now they're really, really hamstrung late in games. They can't have a pinch hitter. They can't really have a pinch runner. They're one bad bounce or bad breakaway from being in a real tight spot in infield.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Britton, as you said, is close to coming back. The injury not that severe, just a minor bump in the road. So to put him back in the ninth inning role will really fortify and solidify that bullpen. But like you said, the bigger loss is that of J.J. Hardy. He could be missing for up to between 6 and 8 weeks. And you talked about, you know, kind of the effect it has with late game situations. But in terms of the infield configuration, who's been getting the most playing time at short, and how has that had a trickle-down effect on the rest of the roster so far?
Yeah, it's definitely a bigger blow than Britton right now. But Manny Machado has been playing shortstop. Ryan Flaherty's been at third base. the first day, interestingly enough, Manny was not a shortstop. He talked to manager Buckshell Walter. It looks like he'll probably be the everyday shortstop, at least for the foreseeable future with Hardy out. I think they're a better defensive lineup with Flaherty at third and with Manny at shortstop. They also want to eventually get Paul Janish up here from AAA. His wife is set to be induced with their third child tomorrow. He's not on the paternity leave because you'd have to stay for a minimum of 3 days. So he's not on paternity down there, so the Orioles could try to get him. But that ties into, again, the corresponding roster move would be a pitcher. So they're waiting to see if Britton's okay before they get rid of a pitcher and add more to their infield. So there's a lot at play here. A lot of things tie into each other right now.
Yeah, I was going to say the whole paternity thing with Paul Janish, definitely it's not one of those things that as a fan you really consider, but that's part of life, and life is a part of baseball, and so on and so forth. So a lot of moving parts right now for this Orioles team, but the presence of J.J. Hardy will definitely be felt in the next month and a half. Speaking of setbacks, Brittany, Hunter Harvey endured yet another one recently. Once a top pitching prospect of the future, so bright for this guy, he's going to undergo surgery for a sports hernia if he has not done so already. Still's not pitched in a minor league game since 2014. What sort of a diagnosis is there for him this time around, and how does this one kind of rank in severity with the other ones he's endured these past couple seasons?
The good news is that it's not his arm, but the bad news is you're coming up on July here before long, and that will be the two-year anniversary of him not pitching in a minor league game. So that's definitely alarming. I think the Orioles are being cautious, and they did the best they could with that groin injury in spring training, and it just developed into something that wasn't going away. Unfortunately, I think that Hunter Harvey, given his body type, he's a small guy, very skinny, I think he's going to have to add some weight, some real strength, maybe be able to fend off some of these injuries, because he's just had a really, really bad stretch here. And it's unfortunate because the Orioles don't have a lot of pitching on the major league team and their prospects down below. I mean, as you mentioned, he's one of their top pitching prospects, and he was considered kind of a can't-miss guy in the draft. So when you look at these injuries, certainly it's better that it's not his arm. But again, it's hard to not say, here we go again. When is this guy going to pitch? You're getting to the point now where he's going to have to be in the minor leagues for quite a while just to build back his arm and to get through any kind of affiliate season down there before he can even dream of being an option for the Orioles.
It's tough. I mean, this is a tough thing to go through for even the most seasoned major league veteran, a guy that could be in his 30s, 10 years of experience. But for a kid, you know, relatively speaking, who's still in his early 20s and still has yet to fulfill his dream, that's got to be very mentally taxing. So hopefully we hope for nothing but the best for Hunter Harvey as he moves ahead with yet another injury rehab process. Brittany, want to backtrack a little bit. We talked about Manny Machado and how he's going to kind of hold down the shortstop position for the near future, and he was very deservedly named the AL Player of the Month for April. His OPS well over 1,000, 17 extra base hits, 16 RBIs in April. Playing his usual outstanding defense, of course, and for all the games you've seen of him, quite simply, is this the best you've ever seen Manny Machado right now?
Probably, and I think it dates back to last year even. He used him on a tear. I think he was really committed to proving people wrong coming off of those back-to-back season-ending knee operations. There were people that said he won't be able to be Manny Machado ever again, and he was really motivated to prove them wrong, and you're seeing it now. He's really developed into one of the best players in baseball. And in my opinion, he keeps this going. I don't know how he can't be in the American League MVP race. I don't know how he can at least be in that conversation. So it's been really fun to watch him. Even on nights like last night when they don't do much offensively, he still doubles twice. I mean, he really has been their most consistent guy since day one.
Yeah, absolutely agree. And when you look at the crop of young third basemen in baseball right now, it's him. It's Nolan Arenado, it's Chris Bryant. I mean, this is kind of a golden age of a young third baseman in the game, and he is, in my mind, kind of leading that charge with what he's done in his very young career, and of course, recently the April Player of the Month in the American League. And, Brittany, I want to give some kudos to Adam Jones. You know, this guy, anybody that follows baseball or follows the Orioles in particular knows what kind of a guy he is, not just a player. He was named the Marvin Miller Man of the Year Award winner last week. And, you know, again, for all of his accolades on the field, and they're quite noteworthy, I think it's worth noting that he continues to set an example for everybody else around baseball and how to conduct yourself just as a human being away from the field.
Yeah, it's really cool. And I think that people maybe outside of Baltimore don't realize how much he does for this community, how big he is for really helping, especially the youth. He's a product of the Boys and Girls Club in San Diego, where he grew up. And he's been committed every year to building a new center for them. So you look at the years left on his contract, and he'll say, yeah, that's X amount of new centers. So he's really got a grip on reality. And I think it's huge to have a guy like that, who's one of your best players on the team, one of the team leaders. He's also the guy in the community giving back. And I know that award meant a lot to him. He was really pleased that his teammate, Darren O'Day, their MLB Players Association rep, was the guy who gave it to him, another guy who does a lot of good work in this community. But Adam Jones, his impact far extends beyond that baseball field. And I think that hopefully this helps spotlight that a little bit more just outside of Baltimore.
Yeah, I agree with you 100% that fans may be aware of what he does on the field, a multi-time All-Star player, but maybe not quite as aware of what he does off the field. And like we said, he continues to set an example for how to conduct yourself just as a person, in away from the foul lines and away from the diamond. Great accolade for him, winning the Marvin Miller Man of the Year Award. That's a good note to wrap this thing up on. Brittany Giroli, thanks for joining us, MLB.com O's reporter. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Baltimore Orioles.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.